Let's get cracking with James McDonald on Racing HQ with Ron Dubbasy. Morning to you, James.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Looking forward to this, and obviously so much attention around. Well, did Tussaud keep you in Sydney rather than being in Melbourne?
Yeah, he did actually. Obviously, he was very impressive first time to the races, and I was looking forward to jumping back aboard. And so hopefully he runs well today.
It's not easy at the top. Decisions. You probably had to stick with him. I understand that. But there's three nice colts you've been riding here.
Oh, they're three rippers, to be fair. Like, it was a shame they all had to clash, but they have to clash sooner rather than later, I suppose, and see where they're all at. But what a ripping race. It's not only the three I've been riding, you can make a case for every single one of them. So it's going to make some race.
Yeah. Obviously, you've got a lot of confidence in this horse. You'll probably just take a sit and try and find the right back or when to make your move, really.
I do. He ticks a lot of boxes. He switches off. He's got a great turn of foot and he sustains a really good gallop. So, I think he's going to posse up really nicely. He does everything right. I'll tell you what, they wouldn't want to be stopping the last 100 because he'll be powering on.
No, he's a strong colt. Yeah. Thy Kingdom Come, race three. You've got quite a good record on him.
Yeah, I have. I've had a bit of luck on him. He's been racing really well, racing with a bit of cut in the tracks as well. He struck that, so that he ticks that box. He's an on-speed galloper who toughs everything out, so I'm looking for the same sort of run today, and hopefully he's there, fighting out the finish. I'm sure he would. He's very consistent, and he's racing in good form.
McCreary in race four, he's off a long break, but it's a race he could run well in.
Yeah, I reckon he'll run super in it. He's had a nice conditioning trial. He comes in here first up off obviously a long break, but I reckon he should run well with the given the ground as well. So looking forward to jumping aboard him.
You would have thought Seaway's your danger. You won on Seaway the other day, obviously 53 today, but you'd be counting it as a bit of a threat.
Well, he is, because a lot of these are first up, and he's had a run and a trial under his belt, a nice ticking over trial. So he comes in here a pretty fit horse, and he was pretty impressive first up.
Mm. Purple Sector was an eye-catching first up run at Warwick Farm.
Yeah, it was good, and it was on soft ground as well, so it's a good indication. Obviously, he's taking on a very good horse, but he's had a run, and I thought it was a pretty even race, apart from the Autumn Sun, but hopefully he can run really well.
Well, you know the Autumn Sun. I think you won the guineas on him, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Mm. He goes all right, yeah.
Goes okay.
Golden Tycoon, interesting horse, nice talent.
Yeah, I haven't sat on him before, but all his races and trials look exceptional. Looks a really nice horse. I see he trialed in blinkers last time, and he hasn't got blinkers on. So I'm not too sure what's going on there, but he's an on-speed runner. He looks like he'll handle give in the ground, which is good, and he'll give himself every chance.
I am serious. Well, she's a beauty. Did you ride her in the trials? I forgot to look.
No, I didn't, but all accounts... the jockey said he hasn't had a trial like it before, so it was pretty impressive, obviously. And she's probably the most excited I'm looking forward to today. She's racing really well. I loved her tenacity last preparation to win races, and I'm sure she's still got it. And it looks a really nice stepping stone for her to bounce onto the Coolmore.
Yeah. Casterton, hard to line up these stayers here, but there seems to be a bit of a push around town for him.
Yeah, he's hard to get a gauge on. His trials obviously he hasn't got enough speed to show much in these trials, but his two starts down in the spring were pretty good, I thought, and they always improve second up, these Europeans. So I'm looking forward to jumping aboard him. He should run well with given the ground as well, and he should be hitting the line. He's got a nice barrier to posse up somewhere, and hopefully he'll run a good job.
Do you know anything about this Bandipur in the last?
Yeah, he's trialled well. He's got a great record over the distance. And I think there's enough speed to overcome that barrier. He'll get back a bit, but he'll be hitting the line strong. I was pretty impressed with his trials.
Looks a good book of rides. Good luck with them today, James. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate. Can I ask you just one, Athira? Yep. You rode the two-year-old that's running in the Diamond for Godolphin today. What sort of an opinion have you got of her?
Oh, yeah, I think whatever beats her wins the race. I thought her run first up was exceptional. She was only had that one quiet trial leading into that run. She did a bit of work during the early stages. She's a beautiful filly, and I think second up into her main target's just beautiful for her, so... I think she's in with a huge hope.
Hmm. All right, Athira there for the Blue Diamond today. Good on you, James. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Cheers.
Good on you, James McDonald, joining us there.